Situation 66. One at a time, please. Do you have anything for a cold?
Do you have a fever?
No, I don't. I have a cough and my nose is running.
Why don't you take an aspirin?
Okay. How many should I take?
Only one at a time.
I'd like to exchange this blouse and these shoes.
I can only handle one item at a time. May I see the sales slips?
I'm sorry, I don't have them.
I'll have to check the price book.
Will that take long?
No, it just takes a minute.
Single file, please.
But we're together.
That doesn't matter. You have to pass through the detector one at a time.
What about my camera? I don't want to ruin my film.
We'll inspect it by hand. Don't worry.
Please be careful.
Situation 67. Will you transfer this call to Mr. Brown's office? Good morning, Mr. White's office.
Hello, may I speak to Mr. Brown?
I'm sorry, you have the wrong extension.
Will you transfer this call to Mr. Brown's office?
Surely. Hang on.
Thank you. Tongkang University, may I help you?
I'd like some information about your evening classes.
Let me connect you with the evening school office.
Who's in charge of that office?
Mr. Wei, hold on while I transfer your call.
Thank you.
Mr. Martin's office.
Is Mr. Martin in?
No, I'm sorry. He's out of town. Mr. Black is handling his calls.
Can you switch me over to his extension?
No, I'm sorry. You'll have to call Mr. Black directly.
Thank you. Situation 68. I'd like to bill to a third number. Operator, can I help you?
I'd like to bill to a third number.
What is the number you'd like to charge this call to?
312-3378.
One moment, please. I'll connect you.
Thank you. Operator 307, may I help you?
Yes, I'd like to charge this call to my home phone.
What is your name and number, please?
My name is R.C. Bogg. My number is 562-1439.
Will someone be at that number now to accept the charge?
Yes. I'd like to bill this call to my home number.
What is your name and home phone number?
M.H. Jun, 704-5525.
What number are you calling from?
331-4060.
Thank you, sir. One moment, please.
Situation 69. Will you give me credit for the call?
Business office, Miss Smith speaking. May I help you?
Yes, the call I just made was a wrong number. Will you give me credit for the call?
What is your telephone number?
707-1413.
All right. We'll cancel the charge and adjust your account.
Thank you. Operator, I was disconnected.
I'm sorry, sir. I'll reconnect you. What number were you calling?
707-1235.
I'm sorry, the line is out of order.
Can you give me credit for the call? My number is 232-6868.
Of course, sir. Operator 63, may I help you?
Yes, I called New York, but the connection was so bad I had to hang up.
We'll give you credit for the call, sir. Would you like me to reconnect you?
Yes, please. My number is 428-6161. The number I called was 212-932-9220.
One moment, please.
Thank you. Situation 70. This phone is out of order. May I use your telephone, please?
I'm sorry, but this phone is out of order.
Do you know where the nearest payphone is?
There's one across the street.
Oh, thank you.
Don't mention it.
Don't use that washing machine.
Why not?
It's out of order.
They should put a sign on it.
It just broke down a few minutes ago.
Well, thanks for telling me. Excuse me, sir, but I just lost 30 cents in your vending machine.
Is that machine out of order again?
I guess so. I pressed the button for coffee, but nothing happened.
Did you press the coin release lever?
Yes, but I didn't get my money back.
Here's your 30 cents. I'll put a sign on it. Situation 71. Directory assistance.
Directory assistance, may I help you?
Yes, I'd like the number for Robert C. Brown in Chicago on Sheridan Road.
I have a Robert C. Brown on Sheridan Road, but it's an unlisted number.
Is there any way I can get the number?
No, I'm sorry. I can't help you.
I see. Thank you anyway, operator. What number did you dial?
346-7423.
That number has been disconnected.
Thank you, operator. Could you give me the number of the Tribune newspaper office?
I'm sorry, but you'll have to dial 411 for information.
I see. Thank you. Operator 623, may I help you?
Yes, operator. The number I dialed is out of order. Is there any way I can reach that party?
The lines are being repaired. There's no way I can connect you.
It's an emergency.
One moment. I'll connect you with my supervisor.
Thank you. Situation 72. I couldn't get through. Why didn't you call me yesterday?
I tried to get hold of you, but I couldn't get through.
What time did you call?
I tried all morning.
Then I can't understand why you couldn't get through.
I kept getting a busy signal.
Did you call last night?
Yes, but I couldn't get through.
Why not?
I kept getting a recorded message that your phone was temporarily out of order.
Are you sure you dialed the right number?
I dialed the number you gave me.
Is your phone out of order?
What do you mean?
I tried calling you last night, but I couldn't get through.
Really?
I kept getting a busy signal.
I bet my son was on the phone. I'm sorry you had so much trouble.
Situation 73. Let me get back to you in a few minutes.
Jerry, can you come to a meeting on Friday?
I'm not sure. Let me check my schedule.
Okay, we're planning on having it around noon.
Let me get back to you in a few minutes.
If I'm not in, leave a message.
Sure thing.
Ford Auto Repair.
This is Mr. Lee. I left my car there this morning. Is it ready?
I'll have to check with the service manager and get back to you.
How long will it take?
About 15 minutes.
You can reach me at my office. You have my number. Miss Chun, please.
I'm sorry, she's out to lunch. May I have her return your call?
Yes, I'd appreciate it. Do you know when she'll be back?
I'm not sure, sir. I'll have her get back to you as soon as she comes in.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Situation 74. When are you due? How have you been feeling?
Very tired.
When are you due?
Around the end of January.
Have you picked out any names?
Yes, Stuart if it's a boy, and Janice if it's a girl.
Sue, did you pick up my plane ticket?
Yes, it's on your desk.
Thanks. Everything is so rush.
When are you due in L.A.?
I have to be there for a morning conference.
Have a safe trip. Hi, Jack. It's good to see you. Is Mary here, too?
No, she's not, but she'll be joining us later.
Is James coming?
Yes, he was due here an hour ago.
Don't worry, he was probably delayed by traffic.
You're probably right. Situation 75. I enjoyed it very much. Did you enjoy your dinner?
Yes, I enjoyed it very much.
Would you like to see a movie?
Yes, that would make the evening perfect.
There's a double feature playing at the cinema.
That sounds fine.
Do you enjoy listening to the radio?
Yes. I enjoy listening to the different talk shows.
Some of them are very informative.
Yes, and listening to the radio is a good way to study English.
Oh, are you trying to improve your English?
Yes, I am.
Did you see the documentary on South Africa?
Yes, I did.
What did you think of it?
I enjoyed it very much.
I think the stations should air more documentaries.
I agree. Some of the programs on TV are so childish.